Lord Jesus, thank you so much for teaching us the difference between unbelief and holy caution. Amen. And to give you a little background on this, still struggling with that piece of equipment for my work. I just don't have an ease, a sense of peace in my heart, and I couldn't figure out why. And he clarified it for me. The source I was going to get it from is not the right source. Now I have peace. But he did talk to me a little bit about being Thomas's twin. So here we go. Jesus began, "Let me lift you out of this place." I said, "Please, Lord, there's a war going on inside of me. I just don't have your peace." He said, "Does that surprise you?" "No, I guess not." So I went to the Bible promises again, just to get a confirmation. And I got obedience, do what you were told to do. And I still felt awkward, but what happened was it came into my mind, I'm sure, by my angel or the Lord. What about the source? Is this the right source for what I need? And I got a thumbs down on this. He's not the right source. And all of a sudden, all that fear and unbelief left me. So that's what it is. Well, wow, Lord, finally released. Thank you. He said, "Didn't I begin this message by telling you I will take you out of this pit?" Thank you, Lord. Oh, what terrible things are planned for this world. He changed the subject. That's correct. You're truly in end times, full force. But I am protecting you, all of you. Yes, there is persecution, but nothing that will keep you from working. You will always have my work to do. I was thinking about the internet, because that's how you get messages to people. Then I said, "Jesus, I trust in you. But what if there's no more internet?" "There will always be work for you to do. Please take a grain of your own advice. Don't try to solve tomorrow's problems with today's grace." And then he said, "May I say it?" "What, Lord?" "Yes, you may say it. What is it?" "You worry too much. Please trust me more." He held me close to his heart and told me that he loved me so much, but when will I trust him? I said, "I need that grace." And he said, "I've given it, but where's your correspondence to grace, to my gift? Indeed, you are trying, but I do not want this community to follow your lack of trust. Tell them this, please. It is from me." Everybody get that? Okay. He hugged me again. "Oh, Claire, I love you so much. You certainly are a classic example of my Apostle Thomas. You could call for his prayers, you know. He no longer has doubts." And I laughed and said, "Yeah, he's in heaven. How can he? And he said, "No, seriously, you're his twin. But it must be that way if I am to touch those who are bound in chains by fear. I must work with a pitiful example of unbelief that even the lowliest soul will resonate with. But I will give you this. You've tried to be faithful with my resources, and for this I am proud. You didn't have peace because this was not the right source for what I asked you to get. Now I will connect you with the right one. Can you trust this?" I think I can. More laughter. "You are going to blossom with this gift. Did I not tell you that I am giving you a new life? This is part of that. And you will learn quickly." Thank you, Lord. Now, since you are out of the pit, can we move forward? Yes, Lord. Again, thank you for being so careful. You are learning. But I want to speak to you about pride. Pride always assumes it is right and leaves no room for questioning. So I asked him, "How do I reconcile that with unbelief?" "It is indeed a fine line," he replied. that you must learn to distinguish. You can also make the excuse that you're afraid of offending with unbelief. Yeah, if I were afraid of that, then I wouldn't ask anyone else to help me discern, and that wouldn't be good either. He continued, that can be used as an excuse to keep one from using more discernment, going to other sources to discern. Always, with these issues, consult your conscience. If you have no peace, there's a good reason for this. In this particular case, I withheld that peace because I had a better source for you. At the last moment, with the help of your angel, you sought me about the source, and I answered you. So now that you have peace, you can move forward without being scrupulous, right? And just so you guys know, scrupulosity is, it's like unbelief, but it's taking something and examining it from every possible direction to make sure it's the Lord. Even when the person has had confirmations that it's the Lord, then you're being scrupulous. He said, we can move forward without being scrupulous, right? And I said, right. Now, do you see why I called you Thomas's twin? I laughed. I do. Lord, I receive your peace and am so happy. I will have them sooner. Yeah, the date for obtaining them was 2024. They have to be made. My dear ones, Jesus continued, there is a fine line to walk between holy caution and unbelief. It is yours to discern with my grace. I will always help you. But do ask me, and when you ask, believe you will truly get this help. And that was the end of his message.